Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Deeds That Bring About Forgiveness. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the one who is encompassing in His forgiveness and in His reward. He is the one who forgives whomsoever He wills and removes and wipes out their sins that they may have done and what they may do. For His forgiveness encompasses both the past and the future. O Allah, You are our Lord. To You belongs all praise. We believe in You, in Your angels, in Your divine books, in Your messengers in the last day, and in Your divine decree, both its good and its apparent bad. We testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except You, the uniquely One, who has no partners in His oneness. We are content with You as our Lord, with Islam as our religion, and our Sayyid Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our Prophet. O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family and upon his companions and whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And have taqwa of Allah, for indeed Allah is acquainted with what you do. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened for us and granted for us in this blessed month of Ramadan the doors of His forgiveness. And through it, we come to partake of His generosity and His nobility. For this month is a month of forgiveness. And as we come to these last hours and last moments of this month, it is important for us to reflect on this. But it is also important for us to reflect that whilst this month has many gifts, and from its gifts is this forgiveness, His generosity and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ability to forgive us does not end with this month. For His blessings that He has given us in this month, in the sense of fasting and encouraging us to perform acts of righteousness and to do spiritual excellence, ihsan therein, do not end. The opportunities to attain forgiveness continue beyond this month. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us about Himself by saying, هُوَ أَهْلُ التَّقْوَى وَأَهْلُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. He is worthy of embodying taqwa for, and He is adequate in granting forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to forgive His slaves, and His rank and His majesty demands that we continue to demonstrate taqwa for Him. And so the sign that we've had a successful Ramadan is that when we look into our hearts, then we see within it a resolve and an intention to continue upon the way of taqwa. For is that not what we recited when we said that fasting was prescribed for us in order that we attain unto taqwa? So if the fruit of this month was taqwa, then when we look into our hearts, we should see this desire to continue upon taqwa. And we should see an intention to continue upon the way of righteousness and to commit to doing good deeds with guidance. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about those who intend to persevere on righteousness and guidance, then this is the way of perpetual forgiveness, of entailing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us. For Allah says, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. But indeed, I'm the perpetual forgiver for whoever repents and believes and does righteousness and then continues in guidance. So brothers and sisters, this is good news. This is good news because this entails that the commitments that we've demonstrated in the month of Ramadan are only commitments that we then have to imbibe and take on as our ways of being for the rest of our lives. And that we can have similar hope, just as we had this hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, then let us not lose our hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the rest of our days in this world. And what is so beautiful, brothers and sisters, is that if we start reflecting on the multitude and many ways by which we can attain unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, then often by the prophetic prescription or the prophetic guidance, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness lies in those very acts of worship that otherwise we might take to be mundane. It's almost as if the miraculous nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness is in that very nature of the mundane, that we are meant to imbibe with our sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By way of example, let us reflect on how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that by doing our wudu in a way of ihsan, ablution that we do before pray, if we do it in a way we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we do it in a way of spiritual excellence, ihsan, and then bring that ihsan into our prayer thereafter in a state of khushu' or reverential awe, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that this is a way by which our past sins will be forgiven. For he alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Man tawadda'a nahwa wudu'i hadha," whoever performs ablution as I have done, ثُمَّ صَلَّ رَكَعَتَيْنَ لَا يُحَدِّثُ فِيهِمَا نَفْسَهُ, then he prays two rak'at without allowing his nafs, his ego, to distract him with thoughts and chatter and talk. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, then he will find that his past sins will be forgiven for him. Similarly, the devotional act of a person walking or going to his local masjid, his local mosque, and waiting for the congregational prayer. This has been described in a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ as being the means by which a person's sins are removed such that he returns as if it was the day his mother gave birth to him, which means in purity, having all the sins forgiven. The Prophet ﷺ said about this act of walking to the masjid and just waiting for the prayer, he said, "Man fa'ala dhalika 'asha bi khair," whoever does that, i.e. walking to the masjid and waiting for the prayer, will live and die righteously. "Wa mata bi khair," that person will, 'asha bi khair, wa mata bi khair," he will live and die righteously. "Wa kana min khatiyatihi ka yawmi waladathu ummuhu," and he will, with regards to his sins, will be as if he was born the day, as if he will be the day he was born from his mother, i.e. in a state of purity with the sins removed. So we can see that what is beautiful about these examples is that these are not tremendously immense things. These are the things of worship that we have been tasked to do in our everyday worship. It is recommended that we perform our prayers in jama'ah, in congregation, in the mosque. And were we simply to do this with sincerity, then this too becomes a means by which our sins are forgiven. And it is often these very things that when we can imbibe them with sincerity, then we can hope for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Another such thing is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioning how when praying in congregation in the mosques, then we follow the imam. And when he says Ameen, we say Ameen with sincerity in our hearts. And in a way that almost as if the angels will be saying Ameen with us, then we can hope for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha ammana al-imam fa'amminu," when the imam says Ameen, then you say Ameen. "Fa'innahu man wafaqa ta'minuhu ta'min al-mala'ika," for whosoever's utterance of the Ameen coincides with the Ameen of the angels, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, then he will find his past sins forgiven. This hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. And so, look at these examples, brothers and sisters. The example of wudu done well, the example of walking to the masjid, the example of waiting in the mosque, the example of following the imam and saying Ameen in a way of sincerity. These are things that, on the face of it, they do not seem enormous, but these are the means by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives our sins, because His mercy is all-encompassing. His mercy is there waiting, but it requires us to just have that sincerity and hope in Him. Similarly, the Prophet ﷺ informed us that the one who finishes his prayer and then busies himself with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying him, saying subhanallah, praising him, saying alhamdulillah, exalting him, saying Allahu Akbar, then this too is a means by which a person's sins can be forgiven. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sabbaha Allahu fi dubri kulli salatin 33." Someone who says subhanallah after every prayer 33 times. Then he said, "Wa hamida Allah 33." And someone who says alhamdulillah 33 times. "Wa kabbara Allah 33." And someone who says Allahu Akbar 33 times. Tilka 99. And so that becomes 99 times in all. Wa qala tamam al-mi'a. And he says on the 100th time, what does he say? La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And he says on the 100th time, there is no God but Allah, who has no partner. To him belongs the kingdom, to him is all praise, and he is over all things omnipotent. When he says this, then غُفِرَتْ خَطَايَاهُ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ مِثْلَ زَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ. Then such a person will find his sins forgiven, even if his sins be as abundant as the foam of the sea. Brothers and sisters, these are the examples by which we can partake of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his rahmah that is continually descending and waiting for us to approach it with our intentions and with our sincerity. And what we've mentioned by way of examples are these acts of devotion. Beyond that, the Prophet ﷺ even mentioned the everyday acts such as eating food or wearing clothes, that once we come to understand that these are blessings we are being given freely and in many ways undeserved, for none of us has any deservedness to take of existence itself. Once we recognize that we're being given continually by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him for these things, then this becomes the means by which our sins are forgiven. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man akala ta'aman thumma qal," someone who eats food and says, "Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha ta'am," all praise is due to Allah who fed me this food, "wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwa," and He provided me without any strength or power on my part, "ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi," then he will find his sins forgiven. "Wa man labisa thawban faqal," and whosoever wears a garment and says, "Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha thawb wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwa," all praise is due to Allah who has clothed me with this garment and has provided it me with it with no might or power on my part, "ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi," he will find that his sins are forgiven. So, O Allah, You are the one who is all-encompassing in Your forgiveness. You are the one who is immense in Your forgiving. You are the one who is noble in Your pardoning us. You are the one who has continually bestowed upon us Your mercy. O Allah, we ask You by Your mercy. We ask You by Your merciful nature that You forgive our sins. As one of the scholars said, "Allahumma in lam akun li rahmatika ahlan an analaha, fa rahmatuka ahlun an tanalana, fa rahmatuka wasi'at kullu shay, wa ana shay." As one of the scholars said, "O Allah, if I'm not deserving and worthy of Your mercy, indeed Your mercy is most capable and worthy of reaching us and me, for Your mercy encompasses everything, and I'm a thing." One of the things we were told to say by Blessed Mother, if we were to attain unto Laylatul Qadr, but also if we were to attain unto the essence of this month, is to say, "Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni." O Allah, You are most forgiving. You love to forgive, so forgive me. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we come to the end of this month, O Allah, You are most forgiving. Innaka afuun tuhibbul afu. You love to forgive, so forgive us. O Allah, forgive us by who You are, not who we are. O Allah, as this month comes to an end, indeed we've fallen short in what You are due. We've fallen short in what You deserve. We are sure that our fasting has had some deficiencies, that our prayers, our qiyam has had some deficiencies, that our reciting and pondering the Qur'an has had some deficiencies. But Ya Allah, we will not fall short in our hopes in You.
For you are the one who informed us that whoever fasts and whoever has qiyam in this month, iman and wahtisab and faith, and having hope in you, you will forgive them their sins. So forgive us, Ya Allah, for we have our hope in you. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Rab, by this hope in you and by your mercy and your forgiving nature, Ya Rab al-Alameen, that you guide us and continue to bestow on us the means to attain unto your mercy and forgiveness, and that you bless us with the way of morality, and you bless us with ghina, freedom from need from others, and faqr, innate poverty towards you. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for indeed he's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.